Pregnancy discrimination at work affects almost half the pregnant women in the UK each year and leads to women losing their jobs. This discrimination is illegal, but many women and employers do not know enough about the law around pregnancy discrimination. This podcast aims to give you a basic introduction to your rights at work while you are pregnant. For more information on your rights when you're on maternity leave and returning to work, try the second podcast in this series. Katie Wood, Legal Officer for Maternity Action, discusses what rights women who are pregnant at work have.
I've just found out I'm pregnant, but I've only been working in my job for a couple of months. Will I still get maternity leave?
Yes, all pregnant employees are entitled to 52 weeks maternity leave, regardless of how long you've been in your job.
Okay, but what about maternity pay?
If you started your job before you got pregnant and your earnings are high enough, you will get statutory maternity pay from your employer. You need to earn over £112 a week on average to get statutory maternity pay. If you don't qualify for statutory maternity pay because your earnings are too low or you changed jobs recently, you may be able to get maternity allowance from the Job Centre Plus instead.
So, will I be able to get any money to support myself while I'm on maternity leave?
If you qualify for statutory maternity pay, you will get 90% of your average earnings for the first 6 weeks and a flat rate of £139.58 for 33 weeks. Maternity allowance is paid at the flat rate of £139.58 for the full 39 weeks. Once you've qualified for it, you are entitled to 39 weeks SMP or maternity allowance, even if you are not going back to work. You do not have to repay any statutory maternity pay because all employers can claim it back from the government. Once your baby is born, you can also get child benefit and you may qualify for child tax credit.
What do I have to do to get maternity leave and pay?
You need to give your employer notice in the 15th week before your baby is due to ask for maternity leave and pay. Your employer will work out whether you can get statutory maternity pay. If you don't get statutory maternity pay, your employer must give you form SMP1 and you can apply to the Job Centre Plus for maternity allowance. The Job Centre Plus will work out whether you can get it.
Where can I get more information about maternity pay and other benefits?
There are lots of information sheets on the Maternity Action website. You can find out more about maternity leave and pay from the information sheet called Pregnant at Work. You can also find out more about benefits for families from the information sheet called Money for Parents and Babies.
I'm working in the UK on a visa that states no recourse to public funds. Can I still get maternity pay?
Yes, even if your visa states no recourse to public funds, you can still get statutory maternity pay and maternity allowance if you meet the qualifying conditions, as they are not classed as public funds. However, you must still be entitled to work at the point at which you claim, which is the 15th week before the expected week of childbirth for statutory maternity pay and the 11th week before childbirth for maternity allowance. If you come from abroad, the Maternity Action website has lots of information sheets about your maternity rights, depending on your immigration status.
What about people who work for agencies?
If you work for an agency, you are not entitled to maternity leave, but you may be able to agree a period of time off with your agency. You can still get statutory maternity pay from your agency or maternity allowance if you meet the normal qualifying conditions.
I work in a hospital and I often have to move heavy boxes. I'm a bit worried about how this will affect my health while I'm pregnant. Is there anything I can do?
You should notify your employer in writing that you are pregnant and ask your employer to take action to protect your health and safety. Your employer should make reasonable changes to your job to remove risks such as heavy lifting. If it's not possible to remove health and safety risks, you're entitled to be transferred to suitable alternative work, or, if there is none available, to be suspended on full pay. You can talk to your midwife or GP if you're concerned about risks at work, and it might help if they could write a letter for your employer. If your work could involve a risk to yours or your baby's health and safety, for instance, if you work with chemicals or x-rays, your employer must carry out an assessment of any specific risks to new or expectant mothers, and they must take action to protect you.
What other rights do I have during pregnancy?
You are also entitled to reasonable paid time off for your antenatal appointments. This applies whether you work full-time or part-time.
Okay, that sounds great. if you have an understanding employer. But I've heard about people having trouble at work when their boss finds out they're pregnant. What happens if I lose my job?
You are protected against unfair dismissal and pregnancy discrimination if you are dismissed or treated unfairly because you are pregnant or going to take maternity leave.
My employer is going into liquidation, and I have been told that they cannot pay my statutory maternity pay.
If your employer has refused to pay your statutory maternity pay or has gone into liquidation, your statutory maternity pay will be paid by the Statutory Payments Disputes Team. You should contact HM Revenue and Customs.
Before getting pregnant, I was hoping to get a promotion, but I suppose I can't expect that to happen now.
It may be pregnancy discrimination if your employer refuses to consider you for promotion because you are pregnant. It is also discrimination to treat you less favourably because of pregnancy or maternity leave, such as reducing your hours or selecting you for redundancy. Case study.
I work 3 days a week in a pub, and since telling my manager that I'm pregnant, she has told me that because of the recession, she will have to cut my hours. I have spoken to the others who work in the pub, and none of them have had their hours cut, although they only work in the evenings. My wages are now so low that I don't think I'll get any maternity pay.
Many employers are having to make cuts in jobs and hours because of the recession, but obviously they should do it in a fair way. You should speak to your employer about the cuts in your hours and ask why you are the only person that has been affected. If you cannot reach an agreement, you can make a formal complaint using your employer's grievance procedure. You should point out that discrimination law protects you against dismissal and unfair treatment during pregnancy and maternity leave, and that your employer can claim back all of your maternity pay from HM Revenue and Customs. If you are not able to solve the problem directly with your employer, and you think that your employer has cut your hours because of your pregnancy, and to avoid having to pay your statutory maternity pay, you may have a claim for pregnancy discrimination. You can also claim for loss of maternity pay. You can bring a claim while you are still working for your employer, but this can be quite difficult. If your employer has treated you so badly that you feel unable to continue working, you could resign and claim constructive unfair dismissal. You should get advice first, as these can be difficult cases to bring. You must bring a tribunal claim within 3 months of the act you are complaining about, otherwise you'll be out of time. You should think carefully about whether you want to bring a tribunal claim, as the outcome is never certain. As far as maternity pay is concerned, you will need to earn at least £112 on average in approximately weeks 18 to 26 of your pregnancy in order to qualify for statutory maternity pay. If your pay is reduced during that period, you may not qualify for statutory maternity pay, but you can claim maternity allowance instead from your local Job Centre Plus. If your pay is not high enough to qualify for statutory maternity pay, your employer should give you form SMP1, explaining why you cannot get SMP. You should apply to your local Job Centre Plus for maternity allowance. If you think that your employer has made a mistake, or if your employer refuses to pay your statutory maternity pay, you should contact your local HM Revenue and Customs officer. You are entitled to take up to 52 weeks maternity leave, with the right to return to the same job or a suitable alternative job. If you decide not to return to work, you do not have to repay any of your statutory maternity pay or maternity allowance.
So, what can I do if I do suffer discrimination?
Firstly, you should try and speak to your employer informally and see if you can solve the matter. If not, you can make a formal complaint and you should follow your employer's grievance procedure.
Can my employer sack me if I do this?
If your employer dismisses you, or if you are unable to reach an agreement, you can make a claim in an employment tribunal within 3 months, and you should seek further advice. You must contact ACAS for early conciliation if you are thinking of making a claim in an employment tribunal, and they will try and help you and your employer reach an agreement.
Who can help me if I have problems at work because I'm pregnant?
You can get further information from the Maternity Action website. You can also get help and advice from your local Citizens Advice Bureau, and from the organisations listed on our website. If you are in a union, you should speak to your union rep. You should also check your home insurance to see if you have legal expenses insurance, which may cover legal costs for employment disputes. You can get free legal advice from the Civil Legal Advice Service or from a law centre.
This podcast was made by Maternity Action. For more detailed information about your rights at work, download our information sheets from www.maternityaction.org.uk.
I'm Rosalind Bragg, Director of Maternity Action. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We need your help to continue to champion the rights of mothers and their partners. Please donate today so we can continue this important work. Text MAMA 13 £20 to 70070 or give what you can. Thank you for your support.